Married couples have been asked to make conscious efforts at resolving problems when they arise, rather than quickly resorting to divorce. Women in particular should consider divorce as a last option because the sustainability of marriages depend largely on them. A Deputy Commissioner of Police, Reverend Ampa Benin, gave the advice at the final prayer session of the Police Wives Association, Polwa, in Accra. We bring you Rita Nyakun's report.
Reverend Benin said Christians must take God seriously as it is the only way that will see them through difficult times. He asked women not to allow themselves to be deceived by so-called men of God. Reverend Benin noted that the only reason God created mankind is to worship Him. Christians, therefore, must not conform to worldly standards.
God allow us to come to this earth, to come and do His will, to walk with Him. That is so, apart from that, there's no other reason why we came here, so that we allow ourselves for God to walk with us. We allow ourselves for God to lead us. But this is what we are not doing. We want to do so many things which are not in the will of God. If today we shall allow ourselves as a country, so that God will walk with us, He will take us to the place that He has prepared for us. Women should cherish their marriages. They should love to stay with their husbands. They should not say that these things are not going well. If a Christian, if something is not going well, it's God who is drawing your attention that something will come, better things will follow. So you have to accept patience and stay and just look up to God. All our will, all our concentration must be to Jesus. If you're a woman, you are married, and you make up your mind that it's Jesus you have married, everything will move well.
The president of POWA, Mrs. Janet Al-Hassan, in a message said, the prayer session program, aside from helping to build members spiritually, it has also enhanced peaceful coexistence in the barracks. She advised members to use the Christmas period to rekindle their faith in Christ. The immediate past president of POWA, Mrs. Regina Kwei, asked the women to pray for their husbands and also train their children to become disciplined and obedient future leaders.
Rita Nyakun's report.